Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it started off this morning about 50 degrees, and we had slight wind advisory. It was about 10 miles an hour. And then as it got warmer, later on in the day, it warmed up to about 75 degrees. But we were still overcast, and it looked like it wanted to rain today. And now it's getting toward the evening, and the weather is getting down to about 60, and it might get to a low of 58 degrees. So that's the weather report for right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the desert in Nevada. So that's G-Money's weather report for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Okay, let's talk some sports. All right, well, the only game we can talk about is Monday Night Football, and it was a real outstanding game. DJ Papa D, who played last night? I think it was
the Pittsburgh Steelers beat Chicago Bears 29-27. You bet on Bears and under, and it was Steelers and over.
All right, and the score was what? What was 29-27. Oh, they barely beat Chicago. Oh, man, Chicago should have won that game. Chicago missed 2 field goals in that game, and that probably would have put them over the top. But, okay, so my prediction was Chicago was going to win, so that was a loss for G-Money, and that made my total for week number 9. What was that? 8 wins and 6 losses? I think that was my record last week. 8 wins and 6 losses. Oh! That's still way too many losses. It was a lot of upsets that played last week. So that's why my win-loss record was so close to 500, because there were a lot of upsets last week. So we're going to do better this week. So stay tuned for Thursday's radio show when G-Money will pick the winners for week number 10. All right, that's the sports report for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Okay.
Hey, G-Money.
Well, yes, sir.
Let's since it's Tuesday, let's go over the standings for the NFL.
Okay. Let's do the standings. Are you going to go by all of the teams in the AFC down to the from the best record in the AFC to the worst record in the AFC? Do all the AFC games first. So let's do
okay,
that.
I figured I'd go by conference and division. So let's do that. In the AFC East, the Buffalo Bills are on top with 5 wins and 3 losses. In second place, it's the New England Patriots with 5 wins and 4 losses. In third place, the New York Jets have 2 wins and 6 losses. And in fourth place, the Miami Dolphins have 2 wins and 7 losses. In the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens are on top with a record of 6-2, followed by the Pittsburgh Steelers with a record of 5-3. And both the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals have a record of 5-4. In the AFC South, the Tennessee Titans are on top with a record of 7-2, followed by the Indianapolis Colts, who have a record of 4-5 in third place. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 2-6. And in fourth place, the Houston Texans are 1-8. In the AFC West, Chargers and the Raiders. Wow, this is really interesting. In the AFC West, Chargers are on top with a 5-3 record, followed by the Las Vegas Raiders, who also have 5-3. In third place, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, who have a record of 5-4. And in fourth place, it's the Denver Broncos, who also have a record of 5-4. So everybody in the AFC has 5 wins. In the AFC, that's 5.
Yeah, all right. That's AFC. Okay, well, let's talk about the NFC then.
No, right? In the NFC East.
Okay, the NFC East, that's the sorry division. That's the Cowboy division. Are the Cowboys leading the division? Yes, they
are.
Yeah,
the Cowboys are on top of the record 6-2, followed by Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants, who both have a record of 3-6. And then the Washington football team is bringing up the rear with 2-6.
Wow. Cowboys are running away with the division. All they got to do is win 7 games and they can win the division. Boy, that's awful. That's a sorry division. Okay, so let's go to NFC East. No, the NFC West.
In the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals are on top with a record of 8-1, followed by the L.A. Rams at 7-2. Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers are both tied with records 3-5.
Wow. That division scrambled. It was supposed to be the best division in football, and they ended up being in the bottom. Okay, so what about the NFC North?
NFC North. The Green Bay Packers are on top with 7-2, followed by the Minnesota Vikings with a record of 3-5. The Chicago Bears are in third with 3-6. And the Detroit Lions are bringing up 0-8. They're the only team in the NFL that hasn't won yet.
And what team is that?
Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions. Oh, they're 0-8. Okay. Wow, and there's so much space between the first place team, who only has 2 losses, and the last place team, which is 0-8. Wow, that's bad. And the second and third place team in that division only have 3 wins. So that's a real bad division. All right, and what about the NFC South?
And last but not least, the NFC South, Tampa Bay's on top with a record of 6-2, followed by New Orleans Saints, 5-3, the Atlanta Falcons, a record of 5-4, Carolina Panthers bringing up the rear with a record of 4-5.
Wow, they have more wins in that division than the other divisions altogether. How about that? All right. Well, that's the National Football League Sports Report for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more, with some music and some comedy in a minute.
And I went from having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine.
More than just a fantasy. You just call
before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown. And then it turned black. And then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway, and I popped my hood, and the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I have a short story for you that I want to share with you. There was a man and a wife who was married for about 30 years, and the man was starting to have problems with his health. And his wife was saying, I needed you to do some more work around the house, because he was going to work during the daytime, and he was coming home, and he was getting in his high back chair, his lazy boy chair, and he was reclining, and he was reading the newspaper when he came home until it was time for him to eat dinner. And he was eating dinner, and then he'd get up and eat, and his wife was cooking his meals, and they'd sit down and eat dinner together, and he was complaining about the meal. He was complaining that his wife wasn't cooking him tasty meals. So he was always fussing about her cooking. And she was saying, well, you don't do anything around the house. You don't try to help me so that I can have more time to prepare the meals. And he's like, look, I go to work every day, and I work in the office for 8 hours, and then I come home, and I just want to rest. I'm having chest pain, and I'm having problems with my legs, and my arthritis is acting up, and I just don't want to do anything else. And she's like, but you don't do anything. You don't do anything around the house. You don't take the trash out. You don't fix the car when it breaks down. You don't even help me mop the floors or vacuuming the living room or nothing. I do all of the work by myself. And then you expect me to come in the kitchen and cook you a fabulous meal. I think we need to talk to a family marriage counselor, because I think we're having problems. And he said, okay, we need to talk to somebody. So they went and they found a marriage counselor, and they sat in and talked to the counselor. And the man was like, man, my wife is complaining because I'm complaining about her cooking, but she doesn't cook me any good meals. Her cooking is awful. She needs to improve her cooking. And I go to work all the time, and I come home, and I pay all the bills, and she's steadily complaining. And now I'm having cramps in my chest, and I'm having arthritic problems in my legs and in my hands, and I'm just trying to come home and relax. And she's fussing about I don't do any work at home. And she's like, yeah, well, he doesn't do any work. I mop the floors, and I vacuum the living room, and I dust all the furniture, and I clean the bathroom, and I do all the cooking, and he just complains, complains, complains. And then on the weekend, he doesn't even go to work, but he expects me to cook everything. And he sits up and watches TV. He watches all of his sports programs all weekend. He doesn't move from the chair. He doesn't help me take the trash out or nothing. He's just complaining. So the marriage counselor said, oh, I see. Well, sir, will you wait in the waiting room while I talk to your wife? And he said, yeah, I want to go out here and sit, and I don't want to listen to her, all her fussing. So he went and sat in the waiting room, and the marriage counselor was asking herself, you know, what do you do besides cook and clean? She says, I don't do anything. I just clean. I take care of him all day. That's all I do. And he complains about me eating about my cooking and stuff, and all he's doing is eating. He's not, he doesn't go shopping. He doesn't do anything to help me. So the man, the counselor says, well, ma'am, I think what you need to do is you need to relax on complaining about him and just let him sit and relax when he comes home from work, because I think that that work he's doing, he's been doing it for so many years that he's starting to come up with pains and arthritic pains in his legs and in his hands and his arms, and I think that's going to lead to him having a stroke. So I think you need to calm down and just let him sit back and relax and stop fussing at him so that he'll live a long life and you guys can be together, because all you have to do is just constantly just cook his meals and he can get happy with just eating his meal. So if you do that, I think he'll live a long time, and I think he'll be a happier man. And so she says, oh, okay. So they get in the car, and they're driving home, and the man says, well, what did the marriage counselor tell you about our relationship? And she says, I think you're going to die. Yeah, that's a joke by D-Man. The pimp comes. Yep. So now it's time for you to hear another story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D played the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Like the eighth grade, about 1972, I was walking the neighborhood with my four friends. Was Warren, who was in the eighth grade at St. Eugene's Catholic Elementary School, and with Ricky Holloway, who was at Horace Mann Junior High School, public school, and his little brother, Bernard, who was in elementary school. He was in the sixth grade in elementary school. And we were walking the neighborhood, and we were just talking about girls. And Ricky was telling us some stories about some of the girls at his public junior high school. Now, me and Warren both went to Catholic elementary schools, so we didn't have the freedom to run behind buildings and to kiss girls in the classroom and stuff like that. It wasn't anything going on like that at our school, but in the public schools, Ricky was telling us stories, and he was especially talking to his little brother about stories that went on in his junior high school. He said girls were going behind the bungalow, and they were doing the hoochie-coochie behind the bungalows. And the girls were going into empty classrooms and kissing and hugging on boys. And girls were going across the street to their houses if their parents weren't home. And they were going and spending the day with boys at their house. And boys were taking girls across the street to their house. And everybody was messing around. And Bernard was excited. He was like, he was in the sixth grade. He said he can't wait to get to junior high school. Boy, he's going to have a lot of girlfriends. And me and Warren were looking at each other, and I don't know how many girlfriends Warren had, because Warren was light-skinned, and he had a big, curly afro. But Ricky was light-skinned, and he had a curly afro. But me and Bernard, we were chocolate. We were black boys. And I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. I had a lot of friends, a lot of girls that liked. I didn't have no girlfriends. Everybody wanted to be like my sister, or they wanted me to be their brother. They didn't want to have no relationships with me. So that's how I grew up in the early 70s. That's how it was. So if you were dark, you didn't get no love. And I found out that they were having a lot of relations in the public schools. So that's what Ricky was telling his brother. And when his brother said, oh, when I get to the seventh grade, I'm going to be in junior high school. I'm going to have girlfriends. I'm going to have a lot of girlfriends. And he really thought he was going to have a lot of girlfriends. And I was just, I didn't want to bust his bubble and tell him that you were going to get called little black boy, that you were going to be a chocolate drop, that people weren't going to love you and respect you because you're dark. And black was not the color to be. It was like you were last on the barrel. You know, all the light-skinned guys and girls got picked first, and then the chocolate guys got the last pick. We were the last ones that people made, they dated. So Bernard was excited about going to junior high school. And the next year, when he got to seventh grade, he went to school, and he was trying to be a playboy. He was going to school, and he'd come home, and all the kids at his school, all the light-skinned guys, had big afros. They had started wearing the afros in the 70s, and I think that's when the Jackson 5 came out. Everybody on the Jacksons, it was all black males, but they all had big afros, and that's what made them real popular. Plus, they could sing, and they could play instruments. That made them really popular. So the big afros became the look for everybody. Everybody wanted to have a big afro. And in the Olympics, the 72 Olympics, they had the guys that were winning in the races in the track, and all of them had big afros. And they stood up on the podium in the first, second, and third place podium, and they had their fists in the air. They had black leather gloves on with their fists in the air. And they all had big afros. And Angela Davis was a professor at UCLA, and she was involved in the civil rights movement. They were trying to get Martin Luther King's birthday a national holiday. So she was speaking all across the country on behalf of Martin Luther King. And Angela had a big afro, and that's what she was known for, having this big afro. So we were trying to get our afros together, and all the dark guys had short hair, but they had little BBs in their hair. Their hair didn't have big curly locks. They had little BBs. And so what we started doing was we started having people braid our hair. I know I went to my mother, and I told her, Mama, I want you to braid my hair. And my mother braided my hair. She put twigs in my hair, and they called them plaits. And that's what my mother did. And my mother told me my hair was kind of hard for her to braid because my hair was kind of short. because I used to get haircuts a lot. My daddy always cut my hair, and we used to brush my hair. My hair was so nappy that I couldn't even comb it with a comb. I had to brush it with a brush, and then we would pat it down to make it look all smooth and round. We would pat the knots down, the little tiny curls. They look like little nuts, little, I don't know. But you would pat your hair down to get it to be nice and smooth and round. So now everybody was trying to get their hair braided. And Bernard hadn't had a haircut in a long time. So his hair was kind of long, but he would pat it down to make it nice and round. And he had his mother braid his hair. And he went from having a half-inch afro to having a 3-inch puff afro. I mean, he came out, and his hair was in a big afro. And everybody was shocked. We were like, wow, look at your hair, dude. And he just thought he was the shit after that. He just knew he was fine, and the girls liked him. They thought he had good hair because he had braided his hair up and combed it out, and he had a big, puff, 3-inch afro. And girls were really liking that. So I was trying to get my hair braided all of the time so that my hair would be big and stand out too. And in fact, when I couldn't get it braided, I would take a hot comb to my hair, and I would hot comb, I would press my hair and make it as straight as possible, and then I would comb it into a natural, an afro, and my hair would be long. It looked a lot longer than it did when it just regularly had them little tiny curls in my hair. Now I had big curls. My hair was almost straight, but I had big curls in my hair, and my afro stood out. And I was like, yeah, now I got a big afro, and girls would think I'm cute. And that was the way that I started getting girls.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Take it out and ball and then I go and I count the money and I blaze it up. So I go, let's laugh.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
And I walk around and I count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money. And I count it again and I pull out another dollar. And I ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people are just going crazy.
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
They were like, oh man, this guy is crazy. And then I walk over and I would act like I was gonna give him some money. I count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them, and then when they reach for the money,
Big bang track metal bang. 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 Big bang track metal bang.
I'm pulling back and laugh.
Getting money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yes, I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year, 2021. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I have another story to tell you, real short one. There was a man sitting in his living room in his house, and he was reading the newspaper. And his wife was cooking dinner for the dinner party that they were going to have that evening. And she realized that she didn't have enough snails to make her appetizer. So she asked her husband to take a bucket down to the beachfront and to collect snails so she could have snails as an appetizer for her dinner. So he got up and he went outside and he went down the steps and he walked onto the beach and he went down to the shoreline and he started collecting snails. And he was putting snails in the bucket. And he looked up and saw this beautiful woman walking down the shoreline, but she was a long way away from where he was. So he just looked at her and he thought to himself, wow, she's beautiful. I wish she was down here talking to me. But she was a long way off. So he just went back to collecting the snails in the bucket for his wife's dinner party. And while he was collecting the snails, he looked up and the lady had walked all the way down the shoreline to where he was collecting the snails. So they started talking, and he had a good conversation with the woman, and she invited him back to her house for some drinks. So he went to her house and had drinks with the lady, and then she invited him for some dinner, and he ate, and then they ended up going to bed. And he spent the night with the woman. And he woke up at 7 in the morning and he said, oh my God, I've been here all night. My wife was cooking a dinner party for our friends last night. And I was supposed to get these snails back to my wife so they could have them for appetizers. Oh man, he's going to be so mad at me. So he got up and got dressed, and he ran out the house, and he ran down the shoreline all the way to his house, and he was running up the stairs, and he dropped the bucket, and the snails went all down the stairs. And he was looking at the snails, and he was like, oh, no, I got to clean this up. And he turned around, and his wife was standing at the head of the stairs, and she had her hands on her hips, and she was mad. And she asked him where he was all night, how he missed her dinner party, and he didn't get the snails back to the house in time for her to have appetizers for her guests. And he looked at the snails, and then he looked up at his wife, And then he looked down at the snails again, and he said, come on, fellas, we're almost there. We just got a little bit farther to go, and we'll be home. Yeah, that's G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members and the people that are listening to the radio show. Today is $50 cash giveaway contest for Tuesday radio show. So today we're giving away $50 to the person that calls into the radio station. And there, I'm looking for caller number 27. Caller number 27, just call into the station. And if you're the 27th caller, you don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to name any songs or any movies. All you have to do is be the 27th caller to call into the radio station, and you win $50 cash prize. That's all you have to do is be caller number 27. So you got 5 minutes to call into the station to claim your prize. $50 cash prize can be yours. All right, DJ Papa D, we want to give him 5 minutes. And while we're waiting, play a song for their listening audience. Play one of my songs. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. If there's only one girl waving at you, and I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street, and I saw these group of girls, and they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling. So he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look. And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said, the ones with the knot in their neck are not women. I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out. And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might be stopped. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, ha, 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 ha. And I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world so everybody can listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, we're trying to give away $50 to a caller, and I don't think we got the number of callers. We only had, we had a low number today. We only had like 15 callers. So we were trying to get 23, I think it was. 23 was the number of callers we were supposed to get. And we only got 13 or 14 callers. So they didn't call in enough to get the prize. So we don't give away the $50 cash prize today because we didn't get enough callers to call in. So I'll have to save the money for Thursday's show, and we'll do the $50 cash giveaway on Thursday, where we'll have to identify the name of a song that DJ Papa D will play the clip for on Thursday. So until Thursday, I'm going to say the clock on the wall says that's all. Time for me to move out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody from around the world can listen to the activities that I'm talking about and the jokes and the stories that we play on the radio show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-house engineer, my studio engineer that helps me with the sports report and with the music. So we want to thank both of my brothers for being assistants to the dedication of the radio show, Gregory's Story. And before we leave, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthday shout-outs we can shout out today while we have some time before we get the hell out of here today on Tuesday, November 9th? A Scorpio. We got Scorpions having their birthdays now. I like Scorpions. I like the girls from the November and October section of life. Yeah, I like them a lot. Well, while we get ready to name off some people, I want to say happy birthday to one of my new recording artists. Her name is Tanisha Clemens. Tanisha Clemens. And she introduced two new songs to the world right here in Las Vegas. And now she's in New York celebrating her birthday for November 2nd because she's a Scorpio. So she's in New York right now sharing her beauty and her talent with some people in the New York area. So anybody in New York, if you're listening to Tanisha sing her song, you know that she introduced it right here on Gregory's Story, the internet radio show that broadcasts all around the world. So we were the first ones to introduce her new song, and she has two of them out now. So we're going to introduce her whole album when the album is complete, and we'll introduce song by song as we are presenting new artists from Las Vegas on our radio show. That's what we do. I'm G Money, Entertainer of the Year. Okay, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays that we can shout out today on November 9th? We're almost next to Veterans Day. You know that? Veterans Day is going to be Thursday, November 11th.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we have some birthdays today. TTK has a birthday today. Antonio J. Gardner, Clarence Leak, Tracy Lowe, Colette Alifat, Bobby Sahuste, Kevin Wood Jr. Bobby Sahuste.
Bobby something K, is that his name? Bobby something K. Okay, Bobby something K. I can't say your name.
Bobby.
Happy day.
Bobby Sahuste.
Okay.
Bobby Sahuste. Kevin Woods Jr., Rose Smith, Jihad Sadiq McCoy, Jeffrey Steed, Gordon Scott, Cornisha Charlotte Higgs, and Ty Bird.
Ty Bird. I wonder if I know Ty Bird.
Ty Bird, I believe, of the class day, the Big Nasties, and from high school.
Ty Bird. Okay. That name sounds familiar. So I think I recognize it. He must have played football with Big Nat. Ty Bird. All right. From Sarah High School.
No, you know who Cornisha Diggs.
He what?
But I know you know who Cornisha Diggs is. A.K.A. Coco.
Coco. Oh, yeah. All right. How old is she today? She's 50, 52. She was older than Jimmy. Big
Coco? 40,
yeah.
42.
Wait a minute. That's not Coco. That was the RN nurse for Mama.
Yep.
I thought she was older than Dennis. I didn't know she was younger than
Dennis. Not wrong.
No, I guess I was. I thought she was older because she was dating older men. She talked about she was dating 60-year-old men. So I didn't know.
Okay.
And who else? I didn't hear who you said last. Monica? You said Monica?
I didn't say anyone's name.
Oh, what was your comment?
I said Cornisha, who Cornisha dates is none of my business.
Okay. All right. Well, Coco, he was the nurse that looked after my mother for years, and we're very grateful for her service to our family. All right. Well, happy birthday, Coco. Happy birthday. Everybody else that's celebrating their birthday today, November 9th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Oh, that was a nice little birthday song for the listening audience. But I got to leave them with a happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one, too. Oh, that's my special touch to all of my special friends and all of my sorority and fraternity brothers and sisters that celebrate their birthdays today. I leave you with that touch of special love from G-Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody so everybody will be aware that G-Money's the Pimp Comic is in the world today to entertain you his way. Yes, he's doing it on the radio around the world. Tell everybody to pull up the radio show and listen to the jokes and the stories and the music that we play, because we have an entertaining show each and every day. All right. So have a good evening. Make sure you wear your mask, wash your hands, maintain social distancing, and watch the crowd that you walk among, because if they're not wearing a mask, they could be contagious. So watch yourself and be careful, and don't take home anything that you didn't leave the house with this morning. So be careful out there and enjoy yourself, because God loves you and I love you too. Good night. Until Thursday, we'll see you later. Oh, yeah. I think some NBA basketball has started. Just to give you a hint, I think they started the NBA season. So we'll have to talk about that on the next radio show. NBA basketball is underway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good night. I'll see you on Thursday. Peace, love, and soul. I'm out of here. Good night. Peace. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus, Lord Jesus. I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.